Welcome back. You're listening to Faisal from 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And, you know, this is the time where people start to file their taxes, and this is the time where they might have missed something. And one thing that people miss is telling the CRA if you sold your principal residence or any property at all. This is a fairly new rule, and so I think we need to have a bit of a conversation about this, especially when you're transitioning to or living in retirement, you're selling your principal residence, downsizing, right-sizing, buying a second vacation property, whatever it may be, you need to have more disclosure to CRA. And so we need to have our tax expert online here, and we do, Nizam Shajani. He's the senior partner with Shajani LLP, Chartered Professional Accountants. Nizam, welcome to the show.
Hi, Faisal.
So I've got a question first. This is the first thing that most people ask me when I'm dealing with them one-on-one is this my principal residence? Because I might have a couple of homes. Maybe one's a vacation property somewhere in Canada and one's here in Calgary or in Alberta. What actually does the government look at when it comes to what's your principal residence?
So in your principal residence, there's about four areas that you need to qualify. One is that it needs to be a housing unit, leasehold interest. It can be really anywhere that you're actually living. You need to own the property either alone or jointly with another person. You or your current former spouse, common law partner, or any of your children have to have lived in it sometime during the year. So that's important as well. And then you need to designate the property as your principal residence. So, this can include many different properties. It doesn't have to be the one that you're primarily living in, as long as you've lived in it sometime during the year. Often when we're planning for taxes, we look at the sale during the year and try and strategize around which property we should use as the principal residence. And you can kind of decide that when you have actually sold it as well. Another important note is it doesn't necessarily need to be located in Canada. A lot of people have vacation properties outside of Canada, and we have an option where we could even consider that as a principal residence as long as you fit all the other four criteria.
Okay, I didn't know about the outside of Canada part. So I'm going to throw a curveball at you, my friend. There are individuals who are selling their homes, or more importantly, they're going to be now moving out of their home now to rent it out and then buy another property or move into another property. When do you have to declare that to CRA, and when does it become no longer a principal residence, becomes a revenue property? And what about those taxes involved with that as well?
So it's important to note that when you do have a change in use, there is likely going to be a deemed disposition. So in CRA's mind is you basically sold that property. For instance, if you've been living in your property for a while, for a number of years, it's been your principal residence, it's always made sense as so, and then you decide move out, move in with perhaps your parents or someone else, and then rent your property out from that moment on. So basically, when you've changed use, when it's become an income-generating property or rental property, there's a deemed disposition. So you need to do some sort of filing with CRA. So there's different types of filings that you can do. One is, go with the standard where you've changed use, so it's income generating property. Let CRA know that you dispose of that property under the new rules that we're going to talk about shortly, and then whatever the fair market value is on the date that you've changed use to the date that you ultimately sell it in the future, there would be a potential capital gain or loss on that property.
Yeah, that's good. Can I just jump in there really quickly? Because you mentioned the words fair market value, and this is a challenge for many people. Being in the stock market and being a portfolio manager, I can see what the value of an investment is right on my screen, or when I sell it, it's right there. When you're looking at fair market value of a real estate property, because there's no market that gives you minute-to-minute or day-by-day pricing, how do you determine what the fair market value is?
So it's easier to do this when you're actually having that transaction, that change of use, to do it at the same time. You can do some market analysis. Talk to a real estate agent. See if they can give you a market appraisal of the value itself. Short of that, if you want to really dot your I's, cross your T's, you can actually hire a market appraiser, and they'll actually do a valuation for you as well. But it's difficult to get that value. Say you changed the use 5 years ago and now you want to sell your property. you only want to pay the capital gains tax from the date you changed use mm-hmm. to the date you sell the property. And if you don't have that information from the date you changed use in terms of the value of the property, things do get difficult with the calculation. Then we're using some estimates that might be subject to interpretation. CRA may start questioning your numbers if you don't have something from, 5 years past.
Yeah, that can be very challenging, again, not having that documentation. And unfortunately, there are many Canadians who just don't keep track of this stuff. They're just going on with life, and they make a change of use, or they start to rent out their property or what have you, and then they don't realize that there is an actual deemed disposition to CRA. So what if you need help in that? Like you said, go get an appraisal, go back in previous years. What if you don't have that information in front of you? What's another step we could do?
Well, one thing that we've been doing for a few of our clients as well is filing an election called a 45-2 election. This is something that you can file. You should be filing it when there's a change of use or the year there's a change of use. However, we've been backfiling with for a lot of our clients, and they've been going through just fine. And really what that election says is you deemed for there not to be a disposition, or you elect for there not to be a change in use. And you can use that election for about 3-4 years and actually still claim your principal residence exemption. So it's a little tricky area as well. So definitely use a professional if you want to do that. So there's that one option. Another one is if you're, down the future, just, do your best, use best estimates. Sometimes you're able to engage a real estate agent who can go back in their MLS listings and try and find what a likely value would be. And then it would just be CRA trying to disprove you or come up with another number, and then we'd have to have a discussion at that point and maybe come up with some sort of agreement.
And would property assessments from the city be a next option if you can't get that information?
You could use that. The thing is, the property assessments are not always in your favor. That is something that we would use as kind of a last resort. Okay. They don't always necessarily reflect the true value of a property. They're often off by, a significant amount. So we prefer to use something like, comparables in an MLS type listing as a comparable, or at going even better, if we'd rather use a actual valuation from a business valuator or a property valuator.
Okay, so we're going to come back after the break, Nizam, and we're going to talk about, the rule change that happened recently, some of the penalties you can pay and so forth. But before we go to commercial break, I want to remind everybody that tax is probably one of the biggest expenses you're going to have as you go through retirement, and reducing your tax bill or managing tax is very important. And how do you use that strategy along with the five-pillar investment strategy approach to profit in markets and protect you when markets are pulling back? We're going to discuss all that on Tuesday, May 29th, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine and Spirits. Now, you need to reserve your seats. So please give us a call, 966-8400, 966-8400. And coming up after the break, we're going to talk about how if you sold your property, you could be paying thousands of dollars in penalties to the CRA. You're listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.